CIUT. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Again, we're in the news. Again, it's all a lie. They wish we'd go away. They wish that we would die. You never knew the reason, because you only saw the fad. You never heard us play, but you said we're really bad. You ain't worth shit. I'm still gonna warn ya. We're alive. Better keep an eye over your shoulder. We're alive. I say it ain't conspiracy, but I don't know. See, money goes to shots. Somebody's gotta go. Music of Monopoly is really a drag. You think you pick the stars, and the rest are gonna slide. I'm still gonna warn ya. We're alive. Better keep an eye over your shoulder. We're alive. They think I'm here and notice that we're really having fun. I'm waiting for my welfare, that it may never come. Well, just remember when you took yourself in bed. Our job will never be done till every dog is dead. We're alive. Better keep an eye over your shoulder. We're alive. We're alive. We're alive. We're alive. We're alive.
Good evening and welcome to the July 4th edition of Equalizing Distorts, CIUT's weekly hardcore punk show. We started off tonight with Subhumans, and we heard a song called We're Alive, taken originally from the Incorrect Thoughts LP, but this has actually been re-recorded because they've had some difficulty, some legal trouble trying to get the tapes back from Rat Music, or from CD Presents, which is the same people who did the Rat Music for Rat People comps. Anyway, re-recorded with John Card from SNFU playing drums for them. The song We're Alive Now is on a label, on a record called Same Thoughts, Different Day, and is released on Alternative Tentacle Records, the Subhumans from Vancouver, an awesome band. So we got lots of things in store for you tonight. I went to the Bastard Noise show last night. It was pretty awesome, so we're going to start off with a set of I'm going to squeeze them in the first set, and some of the things we've got in store for you. I'm going to be playing some that Sons of Ishmael recording that came out on Schizophrenic recently, the Hayseed Hardcore release on a 12-inch, with some extra tracks. We're going to be playing one of the extra tracks that you haven't heard yet. We're going to be playing a set of older bands that have just released new material, roughly, or some re-releases. Then we've got a Crust set, and I've got some Polish stuff with some old Chicago stuff. A whole bunch of things in store. The demo feature tonight is a band called Sixer. We're going to be doing show listings and a bunch more. Let's get back into it. This is another band from Vancouver, staying out in the West Coast. This is a band called Vacant State. I think they've now broken up. This is their latest release on Deranged. We're going to hear a song off this called Vile.
Thank you.
right. That was a band called Cold War. We started off with Vacant State, a band from Vancouver, and this is, I believe, their last record. I think they've just broken up. Some awesome kids, though. And they released, I think this is their second EP called Internal Conflict. It came out on Deranged Records. It's a 5-song single. We heard the song Vile off it, and we'll hopefully be playing much more. Critical Convictions were next, also from Canada, I believe from maybe Ottawa, Montreal area. We had the song called Condos off their Crisis of Modernity EP. After that, we heard Low Threat Profile from California featuring Bob, who does Deep Six Records, and Matt, who is in, the guitarist in Infest. And this is their latest, this is a project I think that might have been recorded maybe a long time ago. And I think they also recruited the likes of the singer from No Comment. So it's sort of like a huge, I would say a power violence supergroup, if for lack of a better term. Anyway, we heard a song off this self-titled EP. It's got about 10 or 11 songs on it. The song we heard off this was called The Product, and I love it. The back of the cover has a torn-up symbol. It's beautiful. Anyway, and after that, after Low Threat Profile, we heard the Bastard Noise, who were in town last night at the Polish Combatants Hall down in Beverly, and treated us to some destroying noise of a power violence sort, including sort of a Manna's Bastard meets power violence kind of style. So they've morphed some of the early and late versions of the bands that they've all been in before. It was great to see all of them. They're an incredible band. We heard a song off the Red List split, which is a split that they do with the Endless Blockade, who also played, I believe, their last show last night. And that was a bit of a sad affair, but they were incredible as well. And they just destroyed things. And I saw some new splits floating around, so you should try and hook up with those guys. I know Andy's still playing in Slaughter Strike, so he might have some of those records around at some of the Slaughter Strikes shows, so you should hit him up for some of those. Anyway, we heard the song Movement 2 by the Bastard Noise off the split that they did with the Endless Blockade titled The Red List. That's out on Deep Six Records out of California. And we finished up with another band on that same label called Cold War. We heard a song called Zip It Up by them off of an EP. Hang on, I'm just going to grab it. The EP is called Bloody Nights, and it's relatively new, so you should look for that as well. Up next, we're going to get into... we're going to start off this next set with... this next set doesn't really have that much of a theme other than there's some older bands on here that have got some reissues, and that theme will continue on later on in the show. But this is a Polish band from Poland, obviously, called Deserter. And they became relatively well-known in 1985, 86, when Maximum Rock and Roll released an LP called Underground out of Poland. And this consisted of some tapes that were smuggled out by Joey Shithead of DOA while DOA were on tour in Poland. And this was happening at the time when the Solidarity Movement was in full-fledged going forward. The Deserter are from Warsaw, and I guess you got a chance to see them or meet up with them. There's a really great story in here. This has been released, this has been remastered a little bit and reissued by a label from Poland called Nick Ni Wee. They've released a couple of things. So we're going to start off with two Polish bands in this next set. But Deserter will be first, and we're going to hear a song called Spytaj Milich Janta. The one thing that's interesting about this reissue is that there's a lot of liner notes with English translations in it, so that us over here in North America can understand it. But this song that we're going to hear is originally a studio recording, so there's also some live stuff on here, and then there's another studio recording on the second side. But I believe this was probably their first EP, the band's Deserter's first EP. So let's, without further ado, get into it. This is Deserter with the song Spytaj Milich Janta.
discussion, okay?
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on StarChoice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
We started off that last set with Deserter from Poland, and this is a reissue of a recording that came out around 1987. It was released by Maximum Rock and Roll originally. It was a collection of stuff by a band from Warsaw called Deserter, and was smuggled out of the country by Joey Shithead when DOA were on tour in Poland. The recording that we heard a song called Spataj Milek Janta, which was recorded back in 1983. It was on an original EP by the band, and then I guess released in North America through Maximum Rock and Roll. Maximum Rock and Roll, every year, if they have some money left over, would put money into a project, and this became the project for that year. Recently, a label in Poland called Nick Ni Wee reissued it, along with a couple of other things, one of them being this Post Regiment band. I think this might have been one of their later releases. The release is called Zar Zli, and we heard a song called Wilke Las off that record. Life But How to Live It from Norway were next, an older band with an older release. This is a song. This is off of a record called Day by Day. We heard a song called World Leader Pretend, and I was thinking more about the G20 summit that was in here recently, and I was thinking about this song. So we got that on there. Then we heard a band from Chicago called Da, a band that was originally an all-girl band from Chicago, and they started off in 1978. they were basically joined by other people in 1979, and this recording was done over a period of years. The track we heard was called Next to Nothing, and was originally recorded in 1981 for an EP called Time Will Be Kind. There was a film that came out recently on the Chicago punk scene called You Weren't There, and the Da being one of the bands that appeared on it. The people who did the movie have started a record label and started releasing some of the bands, especially some of the earlier bands that people don't know much about. And so this came out. It's called Exclamation Point, an unreleased recordings from 1980 to 1981. So if you're looking for it, you can check for Regressive Films. That's the label that's doing a bunch of these things. And that was followed up by a new Polish band that also features two girls in the band. And so I guess I started thinking all-girl band next, another all-girl band from Poland. They're called Mas Kotki. They have a new release called Meow Meow Meow. It's also out on the same label, Nick Nick We Nee We. The song we heard off this was called Sinai Ki, and it's a little bit more electro-pop-ish. Hi, Rob.
How's it going?
Good to see you.
Yes.
Up next, we're going to hear a set of some crust material, starting off with a band from Ottawa called After the Bombs. They had a CD release on Vex Records. Also, a split release with a band from with a label from Montreal called The Total End. We're going to hear a song off this called Condemned.
Oh!
Okay, we started off that set. Well, this set was inspired last night by watching Abyss play on the Bastard Noise show.
Was it good?
Yeah, but I didn't get to Abyss in the set. I just put some other bands that were of the same kind of style. After the Bombs were first, a band from Ottawa, with they have a CD called Relentless Onslaught. It came out on Vex and Total End Records. It's split release. The song we heard was called Condemned. After that, we heard Nausea with Johnny's Got a Gun, Got His Gun, and it's that's off of a collection of stuff that was called the Punk Terrorist Anthology Volume 1. Came out on Black Noise Records, which I think that dude actually started working for Alternative Tentacles after this release. Because he did such a good job. Anyway, after that we heard a new release by a Swedish band, which features there's kind of a they're a project band featuring members from Accursed and Domsdud, and they have a new release called Domed Dagen. It's released on Crimes Against Humanity, which is a label out of Wisconsin. But what's interesting about them is that they decided that they wanted to write a ferocious. They wanted to start a ferocious kind of Kang style D-beat band that would pay homage to the 1995 scene in mostly around Gothenburg, but in Sweden nonetheless. And the reason why they did that is because I guess bands like that don't exist anymore in Sweden, which define a Swedish sound. And I was oblivious to the fact that this style had died out in Sweden. So what I find interesting about it is that a lot of Swedish bands are like, there's been a lot of revival sort of genres in Sweden, and this of American sounds, and this is actually a revival sound of a native sound for Sweden.
Interesting.
So I thought this is a great sign. War Victims is the band name. Domed Dagen is the release. And the song we heard off this... Sorry, I got to refer to my notes here because I can't remember what it was. The song we heard off this was called "The Face of Extinction." Okay, after that we heard Raw Noise, who are a band from Japan, I think. Anyway, it's on a Japanese label out of Kyoto, MCR company, and the song we heard was called "Scum Will Rise to the Top."
It's true.
And at the end there, we heard War Torn. Brand new material from them. We heard the song Bloodthirsty System, and this is comes off of a brand new LP called Tainting Tomorrow with the Blood of Yesterday, and that was inspired by the G20 summit.
Yes, thank God it's over. So
let's hope.
Yeah, until next time. Well, at least in this city, I don't think we have to worry about that ever happening again. So.
If we do, let's tear the fucking place down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, hopefully Harper's not going to be around for much longer.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I've got a set going almost in the totally opposite direction. I got some new records from Hozak out of Chicago, which is a, if you're not familiar with it, it's a good, cool little vinyl-only label that does kind of lo-fi stuff. And kind of garagey, boppy type of stuff like that. So I'm playing a few songs from that and one other one. So the first song is by a band called The Sleepovers, and the song is called Sleepovers Are Fun.
Sleepovers are so fun, they're so fun. They're so fun, they're so fun. Sleepovers are so fun. Sleepovers are so fun.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto community radio station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
You're tuned in to Equalize and Distort on Sunday night, and it is... What time is it? What day is it?
11. It's 11.
July 4th. Yes. Happy July 4th to all the Americans listening. And, yeah, that set started off with the Sleepovers, and that song was called Sleepovers Are Fun, and that's from... Darcy loved that song. So did Steve. Steve wants to borrow the record now. And that's on 7-inch that came out on Hozak Records. It's on the B side of that. After that, it was Woven Bones with a song called I'll Be Running. That's from their new LP that's called In and Out and Back Again. After that, it was the Fungi Girls with a song called Turquoise Hotel. And that's from their new 7-inch. And the last song on that set was a one song short. That was by Van Cougar. And that song's called Naughty, and that's from their Naughty 7-inch that came out on Ugly Pop Records. So that's it for my set, and now we're going to give you some show listings.
Okay, tomorrow night at Disgraceland is Know Your Product, DJed by Rob and Simon.
Every Monday night.
Current and former DJs.
Yes.
Founder of this show.
Co-founder, yeah, there you go.
So you should go down to that. That's just down at Delrecord and Bloor, just a little east of there.
Yeah.
And it's on the south side.
Look free.
It's got the Teenage Head letters on Disgraceland.
Yeah.
And they got the Dutch flag up, so in case you're wondering.
It's right across from Shoppers Drug Mart.
Yeah. Friday, July 9th at Parts and Labor is Holy from the UK. Opening up will be Bad Tits and Douze New.
Just before that, on Wednesday night at Parts and Labor is Raw Nerve from Portland, Oregon, with Black Faxes and Bottom Feeder from Kitchener. There's just one thing missing there. That's all.
Okay. And then Saturday, July 10th at Parts and Labor is Tyvek, SoCal, who are coming in from Ireland, and Foreign Objects from Boston. And if you're wondering where Parts and Labor is, it's at 1566 Queen Street West. I understand it's kind of near Sororin.
It's just east of Sororin.
Yeah.
Right between Lansdowne and Rossville.
Okay. Monday, July 12th at Parts and Labor is Coliseum, Burning Love, and Purity Control. Thursday, July 15th at the Mod Club is GBH and Outer National. Friday, July 16th at Parts and Labor is The Grownups from Calgary. That same night at Lee's Palace is the Gorries, who are Detroit garage legends, featuring Mitch from the Dirt Bombs. Saturday, July 17th at the Garrison, the Ugly will be playing. So this will be one of a few shows that they do in Toronto. So you should check that out. Opening up will be Diamonds, Delinquents, and City Sweethearts. Sunday, the next night, July 18th at Sneaky D's is Tilt Wheel, Sinking Ships, The Roman Line, and Year Zero. Wednesday, July 21st at Parts and Labor is Horses, Orphan Choir, and Victim Party. I understand Victim Party features members from Bombs Over Providence and Hostage Life.
Yeah.
Saturday, July 24th at Mitzi's Sister, The Action will be playing. That'll Kill by Death Band from Ottawa. Friday, July 30th at Sneaky D's, Mammoth Grinder, Innumerable Forms, Blood Ceremony, Slaughter Strike, and Purity Control. Saturday, July 31st at Parts and Labor, The Red Dawns from Portland, the band that Darcy so much loves. Opening up will be Mature Situations, Naughty Girls, and Bad Skin Return. Sunday, August 1st at the Hard Luck Bar, Inquisition, and do you know how to pronounce this band?
I think it's an acronym.
Okay. Gyabaw, whatever it means. G-Y-I-B-A-A-W.
Great name.
I have no idea.
Don't know who they are. Monday, August 2nd at the Horseshoe Tavern, The Avengers will be playing.
Yes.
In from California. That'll be a show not to miss. Thursday, August 12th at the Silver Dollar, Phil Collins Beat, The Nerves. Opening up will be Mother's Children and Walnut Kids. Sunday, August 15th at Parts and Labor, Ty Segall, Baths, Teen Anger, and Estrogen Highs. Thursday, August 17th at the Horseshoe Tavern, The Flesh Tones from New York City. Tuesday, August 24th at Sneaky D's, Guttermouth, Real Deal. Thursday, September 9th at the Phoenix, Strung Out, Rufio, Mute, and We Are the Union. And Saturday, September 18th at the Opera House, Sick of It All, Swinging Utters, Wisdom in Chains, Mongoloids, and Copyright. If there's a show that you know about that isn't on this list, please forward it on to us at equalizingxdistort@ciet.fm. All right, over to Darcy.
The D-Man returns. D-Man.
That's exactly right. I'm back and in full effect. And I,
just like Viagra.
In black.
Just like Viagra. And in black. Yeah, exactly. I've missed a whole bunch of shows, and I will not miss any more. I took a slight unexpected hiatus, and now...
He's even scarred.
I am more scarred than I was last time I was here. I have more
Toronto's
scars.
Own Henry Rollins.
I'm going to be here every Sunday forever, as far as I can tell. So my hiatus is finished now. So I'm going to shut up and play tunes. It's the only thing I'm really good at. This band needs no introduction whatsoever, so I'm not going to give it any.
structure, let's not hide, and let's rework the thing that this all brings. Run! Well, how about that? Let's put a wound up. Pull the hands out, man. You know I like the fact. Pull up the box up. Let's not hide. Let's rework the thing that this all brings.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
With a song called We're Not In This Together, obviously a reference to Youth of Today, song about being straight edge, but not necessarily, I don't know, they feel like they're alone. At any rate, in San Francisco, that's Punch, one of my all-time favorite bands. We started off with the that band that needed no introduction was, of course, Ceremony, with Sick off of Ronert Park, brand new record that just came out. I'd four or five weeks ago? I don't know, give or take, something like that. It's brilliant. I love it. And Sick is one hell of an angry tune. And then we heard, considering it's Pride Weekend, we listened to Rainbows by Limp Wrist, that fantastic part near the three-quarter mark where everything stops and you just yell, Pride! I don't know. It's terrific, just about being proud of being gay. And then we heard...
Much better than Cyndi Lauper.
Much better than Cyndi Lauper, that's very true. And then the third song in there before the Punch was actually The Hives. When they were 18, they put out a record called Barely Legal. When they weren't such quite a pop band, that song was called The King of Ass Kissing. And that's it. Now Rob's going to play some tunes. What's up?
Yes, I've got a more of a hardcore set. Some old stuff. Actually, yeah, mostly all old stuff. Some 80s stuff. And yes, it's Turntable 1, and starting off with Infest.
Very good. I almost put Infest on mine.
Millions of defeated communists. Smart ass, turn around. Watch your head, punk. Hey, he's just too tight. I got civil rights. Oh yeah, I should have thought that before you fits on somebody else's right, kid. You're a fascist. I found the fascist so you can be free, punk. Big deal. I'll show you big deal, punk. Suck my knife pick.
Find seeds of almost any color if we looked for them. Will you look? Are all seeds the same shape? Well, I hope you said no. Look at these few seeds. Each has a shape of its own. None is like the others.
I got it.
All right. That was...
AOD!
Yes, that was AOD. That was the last song in that set. But the set started with... Am I really loud, or is that my imagination?
No, I think it's
just your headphones. Okay. Infest, and the song is called Terminal Nation, and that's from their LP called No Man's Slave, which was released in 2002 on Drawblank and Deep Six Records. And that was, I think it was recorded in like 96 or something like that, and then released after they broke up. After that, it was Sudden Impact from New Market, and that song was called To Our Glorious Dead, and that's from the compilation, it came from Pit, that came out around 86 or so on Psyche Industry Records out of Montreal. After that it was White Flag with Shattered Badge, and that's from the compilation LP compilation which came out on Mystic Records, and it's all songs about cops. Could have actually played that last week, but we had no turntables at Chin.
Great song.
Yeah, it is a good song. White Flag is I think they're one of those underrated bands that not a lot of people seem to really.
Yeah, but sometimes their stuff sucks.
That's a great song. Yeah, I like this. I like the record Wild Kingdom a lot as well. And yeah, after that was The Offenders with Do or Die, and that's from the record Endless Struggle. And then the last song was AOD, and they were covering the Saturday Night.
I was doing
Bay.
YMCA. Sorry.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Close. Yeah, it was a cover of the Bay City Rollers classic song.
They do so many
Saturday,
great covers.
Saturday. Yeah, I know. The AOD was really good for that. They were always covering stuff. And
but I never actually heard that one.
Yeah.
But that came off a great comp, right?
Yeah. It's I played a few.
7 seconds are on it, AOD, White Flag, and F from Florida.
Yeah. So that's a compilation.
We did that awesome song, Citizens Arrest.
Who?
Would have been, yeah, it would have been another great. Yeah, they did a song called Citizens Arrest that had start off with the Barney Miller theme song.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that it's really been great.
Yeah,
just another one of those great covers.
That's a memorable bassline.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck! I never did that. Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night.
Saturday Night. Yeah.
That was fucking yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
AOD.
AOD is awesome. I wish AOD would get back together. All these bands are getting back together, and
they were hated by MRR.
Huh?
Because they went out to they toured out in the West Coast, and they stayed at the MRR house, and they just sat around watching TV all day. And the MRR folks were like, "Get these lazy bums off our couches."
That's awesome. Yeah, I love AOD. So yeah, that's it for my set, and I think we're going back to Darcy with some more. Awesome stuff. What's coming up?
That's exactly right. I only play awesome stuff.
Yes. If there's one thing you're known for.
I don't know what to say. Sorry. This is The Most Dangerous Game by Nomos, who were here,
recently.
2 months ago? Said something? I don't know. That was a crazy, crazy out of control show. Anyway, whatever. This is Nomos.
You're at a loss for words.
And then we're going to play some other great stuff. I think I lost my touch of how to speak on here.
That's okay.
Anyway,
you'll get it
I'm going to shut up and play the song. That's what I always do. We'll be right back. right, and that last song there was Hyde Walks Beside Me by the A-Team, Wicked Straight Edge Band. That record is called Clusterfuck. We started off that set with Nomos with The Most Dangerous Game. Then we heard Stack with Egoism Disguised as Altruism. Disgust, that long D-beat song. Of course, the band starts with Dis. Disgust, the song was called Just Another War Crime. And then the really short Power Violence tune there was Mounting Stress by a band called Sorry Excuse, off of a record called Listen to This with how's it called? Listen to This with never mind. Who cares? Listen to This with Prejudice.
There you go.
Or To Play with Prejudice. Anyway, whatever. Rob, what's up?
I've got a couple songs. It's kind of more of a poppy type of thing, and then we're going to have a demo feature coming up to close out the show, because it is about 20 to 12. Demo feature is about 14 minutes. So the first song in my short set is by Superchunk, and it's called On the Mouth. We'll be right back.
I think I made an insult and I lied, but it was only me. I'm always fucking with your feelings, and I don't need a reason. It's the same old story. What I'm thinking comes to me.
Metal, none of your good.
right. I don't know what to say about that demo, but...
Well, just talk about what you played.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. It didn't go over too well with Darcy. So anyway, prior to that, I played a short set. It was headed off by Superchunk, and that song was called On the Mouth, and that's the B-side to the Mower single, which came out on Merge Records.